City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm Andrew. Here's your Dropkick Murphy. All right, that was the Dropkick Murphys on
Pogo City Radio.
All right, we got Andrew on the mic. We got some friends with us. We got Jade, Tim, and that crusty fuck Josh. How you guys doing?
What are you talking about?
You want to feel my plate?
It's been a while since we've been here.
Yes, it has. I'm glad you came back. We got some more people coming, too. We got Joey coming, Akeisha, and I think Sandy. Is Sandy coming?
Yeah, he said he was coming.
Him and his Sandy vagina. Sean, the Sandy one. All the sand in his vagina. What?
Hopefully not in the same way that like Sandy fucked up the East Coast.
Yeah, right. All right, but this is our 420 show. Now, I don't think I'm going to be doing a show tomorrow. Tomorrow is actually 420, and you guys can go to the Jacks tomorrow, catch out the Road Sodas, a show the Stabs were supposed to be playing, but we are no longer. Show is still going on. Head out to the Jacks. Go see the Road Sodas on the Pogo City Radio stage. It'll be a blast. Cheap drinks. And also remember, you can catch the Stabs, Blank 77, Despised, Anti-Citizen, and the Parasitics at the Jacks June 22nd.
I'll be there too at some point soon. If you want to sign my plate, you could sign it.
Yes, at the Alternative Gallery show for the Road Sodas, actually, August?
Yeah, yep. No, it was January.
Why do I keep saying August?
Yeah. I don't know.
You have to come.
Broke his leg randomly in a very not violent pit and has needed, one or two surgeries and like 60 staples?
One surgery, 22 staples.
22.
And a plate later, I'm able to walk now. I'm getting
kind
there.
Kind of.
Still can't quite get up steps, but I'm getting there.
Yeah, and there's multiple flights of steps you got to go up to get to Pogo HQ.
Pricks.
Now, like I said, this is going to be our 420 show, and we'll talk some about 420 And in a bit, I think we'll get a little pothead. A little pothead wild card queued up for you guys in just a bit. Like I said, started off the show with the Dropkick Murphys. And you guys can catch a free show next weekend in the Connecticut area. If you're in the if you're in the Connecticut area.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
New Haven, Connecticut, April 27th. Mike Blanks and the Stabs, White Trash, and the Lost Riots. Free show going down. Anarchy at Scottish Dave's. So Scottish Dave's Pub. Now, why don't we let you guys hear some Blanks up next? One of my favorites with Permanent Binge. Mike Blanks and the Sex, Drug, and Alcohol Band. Come catch us next weekend, New Haven, Connecticut, April 27th. Anarchy at Scottish Wolves. Scottish Staves, not Scottish Wolves. So, Josh, Wolves. What's up?
Your mom?
Your mom? My mom's up?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like pretty early in the day. She probably is.
I'm pretty. besides your mom, I'm pretty excited about the show at the Jacks tomorrow that you just talked about.
The Road Sodas. Yeah, it'll definitely be a good time. All the shows at the Jacks always good because of the cheap
some potato pirates
drinks. Potato pirates. Thank you. Yes,
thinking
I knew
about drinking.
We were supposed. How the fuck do you spell potato?
P O T
Idaho.
Okay. P-O-Idaho.
P-O-T. Just, I mean,
you ever see the CBGB movie?
The whole thing. Okay. Let me tell you.
Oh, we didn't finish spelling it yet. It's P-O-Tato.
P-O-Tato. Having some trouble. Everybody's laughing, but nobody spelt it successfully yet. So, I mean, sorry. Type it in the fucking computer, asshole. It was just there. We lost it. There it is. Stop. We got it. We got you. Now you messed it up.
There's no E.
Josh sucks at life.
You fucking idiot. All right.
Now, wait. I got.
What's that, Tim?
Did you ever see CBG movie?
CBG movie? I saw the CBG movie.
English motherfucker.
English motherfucker. He said, what's your name? Idaho, because I like potatoes.
Yo, I love that goddamn movie. And we were talking about the CBGB's movies. We're going to get, that was like the last movie he did too.
Yep.
We're going to get to the Potato Pirates up next. But yeah, going to real quick talk about these punk movies because a lot of people seem to not like them. I fucking love them. I love CBGB's. I love the fact that the whole thing's mostly about the Dead Boys. They were like the main featured band in it. And now I'm real excited. Next month, I think it's May 21st, Room 37.
The
final days of Johnny Thunders. That shit looks awesome. We were just watching the trailer. It's all with him down in New Orleans and
Definitely
the mysterious death. But maybe we'll get to some Thunders later. Right now, why don't we do some Potato Pirates coming off the second album with Thinking About Drinking.
Taking a shot of whiskey.
Thumbs
up. I'm thinking about drinking and wasting my whole day. I'm thinking about drinking all my cares away. good year either. And everything that I touch withers and dies. The things won't click, but at least I tried. Why won't luck shed its grace on me? And why is it when I give the most, I receive the least? It's driving me crazy. I'm thinking about drinking and wasting my whole day. I'm thinking about drinking. Bed. The only other option I could see is death. Why won't luck shed its grace on me? And why is it when I give the most, I receive the least? It's driving me crazy. I'm thinking about drinking and wasting my whole day. I'm thinking about drinking all my cares away. So follow me down to the lair of the beast, where we'll lay to rest our dreams.
All right, that was the Potato Pirates right there.
I'm taking a shot right fucking now for that song.
There you go. Josh, what you drinking? Oh, you got some Seagrams. I thought you got Jack or something. You got Seagrams?
That shit's nasty. 7.
Scotch.
So this guy tells me, I didn't mind, but he tells me, Andrew, I drank like your whole handle of vodka or your whole handle of rum. I'll get you a new one. He says, I'm bringing over booze and brings over whiskey.
Oh, he didn't tell me that part.
Wait, are
the whiskey's kind of my fault. I was like, listen, I don't drink
vodka.
He's
like, fuck it, we'll get whiskey now.
I wanted rum. I drink rum.
I drink rum too.
I didn't know any part of that part.
My own.
Josh isn't even saying anything. He's just laughing and smoking a cigarette.
I drank mostly of your handle, 100 Proof Captain, because I needed to at the moment.
He was stressed. Josh was stressed. Out now. Why don't you guys talk real quick? We were just talking about Bomb City. We were talking. Tim asked me if I ever seen Bomb City. I've seen it a million times. I think it's awesome. Bomb City about what's his name? Brian Dennehy or something
Brian
like that.
It's based on a true story and whatnot.
Yeah, in Texas.
It's
I know Blanks. I know Blanks. There is it like a soundtrack in the movie?
Like yeah, they got. They're almost like,
or like during the credits or something.
They're
I don't know.
They're in like four scenes.
I don't even know that much. I just know they're in.
Basically,
I
what
see
they're
the
doing
movie so bad
is I've. Realized
I don't want to hear
it.
About it. I don't want to hear
no,
about.
No, but I just mean the record, the Blanks part.
Oh, okay.
They're basically right. Playing the B side of Tanked and Pogoed.
Oh, okay.
That's basically what they're. And then they also play Fuck Halloween in a scene.
Nice,
so
nice.
Throughout the movie, you're hearing the B side of Tanked and Pogoed.
That's awesome.
Also, some subhumans. And that's mostly
sub
all. That was like sub.
Leftover fish, citizen crack.
If I'm not wrong, I'm not a. If I'm not wrong, I'm not sure, but. I think that the reason that they picked the Blanks for the soundtrack was because Brian Dennehy really, really liked the Blanks.
Yeah, and they were on tour when all that happened down there. They were there with them
people. It takes place in what state?
Texas.
I was going to say, motherfucking Texas,
so
but you took it out of me.
For some of it, they're at a Blank show. That's what they're doing. They're like sitting outside a Blank show. And
going in the pit.
They were down there when all that happened. It happened like right after they left. And I guess that kid really liked the Blanks. So there you go. But we're doing all this talk about the Blanks. Why don't we cue some up? Somebody give me a Blank song.
Wait, Spirit of 77 is Stabs, right?
No.
Nope. Nope. It's the first song
beer.
Blanks wrote.
I wish you were my beer.
Wish you were beer.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I played this.
I love it.
Earlier
I love this
today.
Song. Mike.
So
Mike,
let's
thank
hear
you.
It some
I
more.
Wish you were my beer too, Mike.
This is the last track on the first full-length album, CBH, coming out in 1999. Coming off the Kid Blank side, if you
yes,
had the double 10-inch LP.
Yes, sir.
Here's If You Were Beer, Blank 77.
Cheers. All aboard!
All right, that was Blank 77. You guys can catch them at Punk Rock Bowling. They're playing quite a few times. I know one of the times they're playing with fucking Sloppy Seconds, and Rachel from the Drugettes going to be filling in for Tim on bass for one of the shows, not all of them. So go to both, and then you can see Blanks with Tim, and you can also see Blanks with Rachel. Now, the Drugettes also playing at bowling, so why don't we get to some Drugettes? And they obviously do not have the album I want on, so I'm going to go throw it because I have it on vinyl. Somebody talk about the Drugettes. Say something. Somebody talk. I have
fucking,
to go to the turntable. Talk.
I fucking love the Drugettes.
Can't wait to see them next. I'll tell you that, though. It's been a while.
Audience, you're not going to be able to hear Andrew. Andrew, though, were the Drugettes the band playing when somebody ran in with a gun? Oh, okay. Sorry. I get the damn broads and Drugettes mixed up frequently. But whatever.
Not
I don't know.
The
I've
they
seen
are
the Drugettes several times.
Though.
I didn't make a gender. I didn't assume anybody's gender here.
Gender equality on Pogo City Radio. Here's the Drugettes.
Yeah, but we're spinning vinyl now. And
I think you're playing, though.
I can remember.
It's playing now.
We cut our hair. Then we crossed out. We searched for the records that held the plans. That only we could understand. We got guitars we couldn't play. But we knew we would find a way. Some girls came and some girls left. We packed in the shed till our fingers bled. Jamie's on drugs, knock you in the face. Catching the word that everyone knows. Boots and braces, alright girls, let's go. You can get it if you really want. One life, one song, so you got. No regrets, push it to the edge. We take the stage, each time we play.
All right, we're going to do a twofer with the Drugettes. Here's Bitter Old Man up next on
Pogo City Radio.
The Drugettes.
The Drugettes.
It is 420. It's the 420 show, right?
Yeah, it's the 420 show.
My dad laughed at him because my dad.
Yo, stop talking to the mic. I just hit the bong. And I think maybe it's time for a 420. So now we got this sweet little dab rig set up here that I got like a month ago because I destroyed my other one. I regularly buy like $100 dab rigs and destroy them by accident. Now Tim's about to get ready and hit this shit. So 420's coming up. I see it fitting to have a Cypress Hill wild card. Now I gotta decide. I think I'm gonna go with hits from the bomb.
Hits from the bomb.
This week's the 420
wild
card, bitches. Pogo City wild card. Here's Cypress Hill. Hits from the bomb.
Hits from the bomb.
Hey, hey, hey. Smoke weed every day.
Complains when I hit Mary with that flame. I light up the cherry. She
All right, that was Cypress Hill. Let's get to some newer Misfits. Cover Dream Lover.
Every night.
Jerry Only, Project 1950. Can you tell they were smoking? Can you tell they were? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe.
It kind of smells like teak spirit match right now. I was saying it kind of smells like teak spirit match right now.
You are right there, Tim. You are right there. See, here's my thing with 420, right? Like, same thing. New Year's Eve, 420. Both of them kind of anticlimactic for me because I kind of do that shit like every day. So, like, you know, like, I don't know, like 420.
Is
like,
it a reason to do more than the norm?
I guess. I mean, I guess. I try to at least. I'm pretty.
Don't just get fucked up. Get really,
really
fucked up.
Fucked up. Exactly. Like, you know, you got to get like novelty with it. Get some edibles or something, maybe. I don't fucking know. All I know is like, what, Josh?
I hotboxed a little closet under a staircase in California legally.
Legally?
With like maybe like 10 other people.
Yo,
people could have died. If like you had asthma and you were in that room, you'd be dead.
I remember, dude, when we would hotbox, like, my Dodge Aries, we'd have, like, four big blunts going around, and we'd get out on Exxon on 15th Street and open the door, and the smoke would just billow out the side. Of the oh, shit! There you go. There you go.
I'm the only one that saw that.
Yeah, they nobody else did. They're like, why did they just stop telling this story?
I can't believe that just happened.
You got lucky. Jade almost dropped. Jade dropped somebody's, maybe her
own
cell phone. Into a liquid cup, a cup
almost.
With liquid.
It landed
in it,
right on
but
top.
But it landed right on the rim, flat, and the phone is sitting
face up. It didn't knock over the
up,
cup,
and the
and
cup
waste
didn't
the drink.
Spill, and the phone didn't fall in the drink.
I'm pretty amazed right now.
I dropped my phone in the toilet this
week.
Oh,
I've done that.
I did it
a
right in the
times.
Toilet. Right in the toilet. I was pissed. I was pissed as a motherfucker. Rick, I mean, my phone's waterproof, Rick. But like, I was pissed as a motherfucker. Especially because it was the toilet at my job, which is like ultra disgusting. And like, there's like, oh God, I don't even want to. It's awful. But I want to hear some.
Josh always looks like he's trying to make out with the microphone.
He confuses me
like
because
his lips are so. I'm surprised.
Like Tim
I don't
is
hear
really, really, really gone right now.
He confuses me because he always looks like he's gonna talk, and I cut to him, and he's like, "Oh like, no, I'm not saying anything."
I keep seeing him at the corner of my eye, like,
"Get ready." He looks like he's about to. So I'll be like, "What's up, Josh?"
Look at
and he's
go,
like,
look at
"It's like
go.
A goat."
fucking bastard. All right. Well, I want to hear an NYC band. They were just cool enough. Sent us a bunch of records in the mail. Hooked me up with a LES Stitches shirt. So we're going to get to one of my favorite tracks.
Side.
Coming off the full length, here's Down the Drain.
You're so weird.
The turntable takes a little bit of time sometimes.
We're still trying to figure out the vinyl aspect of this.
No, it's figured out. It's just, you know, this is why the technology is outdated.
Here's the Stitches.
Now you get punk rock!
My fault. I hit the wrong mute button. All right, since this vinyl's a motherfucker to fuck with, we're going to do a twofer with the LES Stitches. I believe New York City is Dead should play next.
Provo City Radio.
Bye.
LES Stitches on Pogo City Radio. We're going to keep the tunes rocking right along. Take it back to Jersey. Do some Niblick Henbane and go away. All right, that was Niblick motherfucking Henbane on Pogo City Radio.
Pogo City Radio. And I think that we're about to get into the Orphans a little bit, which is one of my most inspirational punk bands growing up as a kid. And I don't have anything to say, but fuck
the sounded like you did.
Fuck the government for stealing my Germ CD.
Trials to the path. I praise the segments of hard copy. No one else knows where I've been. I'm just a Nazi with a glory tongue and took a better trap. I charge anarchy and comfort. I gotta make my buddies proud. Got my beer in a Civil War mind. Less than the best with much more lies. Seen as criminals, not as us. True pacifists don't suck. Saved a man in paranoid piss. AK-47, it deals with it. Cause the form is budget, the form is aid. The form is fear, the form because the government stole my dream city. 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 Got my gun and got my flag. Believe everything I've read in all the mags. So paranoid and ready to kill. Shooting kids from my windowsill. Same thing, many paranoid fists. But I'm gonna have to deal with it. Cause reform is bloodshed, reform is hate. Reform is crass, reform because the government stole my dream city. The government stole my dream city. The government stole my dream city. The government stole my dream city.
That was The Orphans. Let's get to Darby Crash and The Germs with Lexicon Devil. All right, that was, what the fuck were we listening to? The Germs on Pogo City Radio. Just go answer the door for me, Joshy Poo. Joshy Poo running downstairs. But yeah, two thumbs in the air, rocking that Stab
shirt.
Oh,
I love the queers.
Yeah, that's who we're playing next. Josh rocking the Stab shirt. Jade just picked up some Stab shirts.
I got my
you got your whole
and I didn't, yes. And I didn't because I need a size small. And
we're out of smalls, apparently. I don't know. I got to see
not
if Mike
your fault,
has
you're
some.
A skinny ass
but
bitch.
See, that
his
just goes to tell you.
But ever since he's been stuck on the couch for the past 4 months.
You got that. He's 2 months pregnant.
And I've been doing everything for him, literally everything. He got fat.
He's 3 months pregnant.
He literally has a hard belly like he was pregnant. I'm not kidding. It's ridiculous.
All right, we got Joe and Akeisha walking in now. How you guys doing? So shirts, like I said, we're running out of smalls. Well, we're out of smalls, apparently. So you should hit me up ASAP and get your yellow or white knock, knock, knock Stab shirt. Best place to do it next weekend in Connecticut. Actually, best place to do it is on the online store. You guys can go to the Facebook, go to the Bandcamp. Hit me up. Be like, hey, Andrew, I need a motherfucking shirt, and I'll send you a motherfucking shirt. So, yeah, let's get to some queers for Jade. And
I love you. I hate everything.
That's
yes.
What I was
going to yes.
do. All right, this one's for the Grateful Dead with I Hate Everything.
We'll be right back.
All right. How you motherfuckers doing? Andrew is fucking up.
I may have fucked up.
But
here.
What else is new? But why don't you guys tell us how awesome we are? Hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/PogoCityRadio, facebook.com/the SDABS. Give us a like, a share, a comment, a 5-star rating. Listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, all that shit. You can find us everywhere. Pogo City Radio. We're there.
They're never not.
Never not. Like I
down.
Said,
they're never let down.
We're running out of them stamp shirts, so you better hurry up and get yours before we don't have any more, because we don't have any more smalls. We have a bunch of like 2X. If you guys need some 2X, we got those. But I'm just stalling until we find some motherfucking tracks to play. We're about to get out of here soon. Let's do some Reagan Youth.
Wait.
What do you want to do? Jade's thinking. She's thinking.
What the fuck is the name of that song?
Which one?
Sister Dies in Mohawk Green and Pink. Neighbors.
All right, we will do some Reagan Youth.
I love Reagan
Neighbors.
Youth.
Now, you know that the dude from Reagan Youth, I can't think of his name. He killed himself because his mom and his girlfriend like died in like the same week, and his girlfriend actually got killed by like the Son of Sam. And,
what?
Like, the
no
Son of
way.
Sam was going out and killing couples, right? And if you look at it, there was a couple where they think they killed him by accident because it was two women and they weren't a couple. And that was the singer from Reagan Youth's girlfriend.
That is insane. I never knew that.
Right? Yeah.
And I'm big into, like, murder mysteries and stuff like that.
I'm looking for
killers.
Neighbors. Where is it? I don't see it. All right. Here it is. It's What Will the Neighbors Think? That's why we couldn't find it. All right. So for Jade, here's Reagan Youth and What Will the Neighbors Think?
Yeah.
lose it and not paying attention, talking and not paying attention, Andrew, on Pogo City Radio. We were talking about last weekend's parties, but yeah, Jade had a birthday party last weekend.
I did have a birthday party, and unfortunately, Andrew missed it, but it was a lot of fun.
I was supposed to come, and then I realized, I was like, oh shit, I have to bring the stage to the Undead show.
It's okay, like, man.
But yeah, like I said, you guys can go check out the stage and the bands on it tomorrow, 4:20 at the Jacks. The Road Soda is playing, and I forget who else.
I really like that venue.
Oh, I have something to say.
What's that?
If you haven't been to my parents' house yet, you will be soon, because me and Tim are announcing a date soon for our wedding reception there. But my, you know, we're hosting it at my parents' house and we're having a huge party there.
Getting married.
Keep in touch. You'll see it soon.
My condolences.
It's okay.
All right. So, yeah, speaking of shows, like I said, we got the one coming up next weekend in Connecticut. You guys can catch Blanks and the Stabs fucking June 22nd at the Jacks. And hopefully the Stabs will be announcing some more shows soon.
With us.
Hopefully.
You will be.
All right, good. But we were talking about movies, punk rock movies earlier, and another one that I watched this week, and my daughter, Sheena, of course, loved it, all right? I was watching Rock and Roll High School this weekend. Sheena,
I love that movie.
She loved it, but the thing that was making her mad is that the Ramones aren't in it for like the first half hour, so they play Sheena's a punk rocker right in the beginning, and they're all dancing, and she was having a blast. But then there's no Ramones in it for like 20 minutes, and she's like, Daddy, Moans! She's yelling at me, Moans! All she wanted to see was the Ramones, and they pull up in the car. She was all excited.
Oh, that's adorable. One of my kids' favorite bands is the Interrupters. They fucking love the Interrupters.
Yeah, it's great. All the kids getting into the music. Jess's kids love Blitz.
Exactly. My kids do, too. I'm raising them to be that way.
My kids are all about Blanks and the Ramones.
My daughter just got a Chelsea cut. She is so proud of it. She's always saying, Mommy, I want to be a punk rocker, too. I'm so proud of her.
All right. This one's for our babies, and the KKK will never take them away.
No, they will not take my babies away.
Here's the Ramones with the KKK. It took my baby away. All right, that was the Ramones on Pogo City Radio, having some technical difficulties. We might be ending this show at the moment. Yeah, we might have to end it in a second. But I can hook up my phone. Well, I mean, we got black screens. All the computer screens are black right now. But I know why. It's the splitter that's in there, and it's all fucked up. What did you want to hear? Some Defiance? I'm going to play it off of my phone. Yes. No future. Yeah, I got to set. No, don't give it to Andrew. He's trying to set this up. People talk because I'm fixing the problems. Somebody say something.
Now, but it's
there
on.
You go.
Yeah.
Fucking set me up with that.
All right. Now play. I have my cell phone controlling the broken computer. So
hello.
We have a screen again.
Good.
So should we do
hello.
Some no future no,
no
hope?
No future no hope because I bought Tim this shirt 3 weeks ago.
I'm
Snow White.
Man.
Snow White.
Shut up, man.
Straight from off my phone
Snow
into
White.
Your headphones, bitch.
Snow White with
Snow
the
White.
Snow.
And they have...
All right, we're going to do just probably one more because I'm playing this off my cell phone and I don't have a computer screen. Yes, you want to do some... Yes, I love that one. Coming off the first album. All right, so we're going to do Cheap Sex, who I actually got to catch at CBGB's many years ago.
Nice,
Lot of fun. Lot of fun. And this is coming off the first album.
Take a Chance
album.
On Me is one of my favorite songs
I love
ever.
It. About all the punk rock girls, how they should give the punk rock boys a chance.
I gave my punk rock boys a chance.
There you go.
Bitch.
I'm keeping that.
All right, well, we're going to be getting out of here. Thanks for downloading. Remember to come see the Road Sodas tomorrow, 420 at the Jacks. Remember to come see the Stabs in Connecticut next weekend at Scottish Dave's. And remember to come see Blanks in the Stabs, 622, that's June 22nd, at the Jacksonian. It'll be a blast. Give us a like, a comment, a share. Here's Cheap Sex with Take a Chance. Wrong button.
Riggity, riggity, wrecked, son!
You never listen to what they gotta say. And sometimes you gotta just get away. Down at the bar on a Saturday night, teenage kicks through the night. Switchblade love with suicide. Stretch my jeans, feeling so alive. This is the way. The way it's gotta be. And when it comes time for taking a chance, why don't you take a chance on me? This is the way. The way it's gotta be. And when it comes time for taking a chance, why don't you take a chance on me? You're looking so good when you go by your side. The world doesn't matter to you tonight. So let's live our lives if we're living in sin. I just need you to let me in. There's no need to think about anyone else. Cause tonight, little girl, I got you all to myself. There's no need to say goodnight. You're looking so out of sight. Cause this is the way it's gotta be. And when it comes time for taking a chance, why don't you dance it on me? This is the way it's gotta be. And when it comes time for taking a chance, why don't you take a chance? Come and take a chance with me. Chance, why don't you take a chance? Come and take a chance on me!